金刚石做的刀子是可以来裁玻璃的，是不是？因为它的硬度很够，它能够破坏一切的东西而不被一切所破坏，它能够去就是割这个玻璃啊，然后它自己割它自己是割不破的。Because of its hard and solid property, knife made of diamond stone can cut through glasses. It can cut through any substance, but cannot be cut by itself. 那佛教的经典呢？它以金刚来形容般若，是因为它的坚固力，让它不被世间的一切的世间颠倒，所谓的邪魔外道这些颠倒妄见所侵犯侵略，进一步呢，它还能够断除众生的种种的什么疑惑烦恼。 Buddhist Sutra use diamond to symbolize prajna or wisdom because of its firmness. It cannot be invaded by the world's upside down views and illusory views. In addition, it can eliminate doubt of all sentient beings. 什么是般若？这部经顾名思义叫般若般若蜜经，对不对？金刚般若般若蜜经，那你们也不是第一次听到般若嘛，对不对？对大部分的人来说，般若是什么意思呢？般若它其实是梵语，它其实是梵语，在我们中国字里面是没有这个字的。它的音译呢，就是叫 prajna， prajna 意思是智慧。那般若这个字呢，在很多大圣经典呢广为使用。那为什么我们不直接经典不直接干脆用智慧，而要选择用般若呢？ What is prajna? I'm sure most of you here heard of these words before. Prajna. What does it mean? Prajna is a Sanskrit word. From its transliterations, prajna means wisdom. Wisdom is a word that has been widely used in many Mahayana scriptures. Why don't we use the word wisdom directly? There was one Bodhisattva, she answered that because the word wisdom cannot completely cover the meaning of prajna. That's why prajna still be used in most Buddhist scriptures. So the word itself, the word wisdom itself cannot cover completely the meaning, the real meaning of prajna. 这个所谓的般若呢，它不是指的一般普通的智慧，它指的是能够修正，是能够让我们悟道，能够让我们了生脱死，超凡入圣的空慧。如果拿现在的观念来讲呢，这不是普通的聪明哦，它是超越一般的聪明的智慧，而体悟到什么叫做生命的本源，什么是我们的本性。 Prajna is not only ordinary wisdom, it's a wisdom of emptiness that can help us to practice to attain enlightenment and to free ourselves from the cycle of birth and death and to free ourselves from a lay person to be a sage. It's not ordinary intelligence,but transcendence from ordinary intelligence to attain the origin of life and nature. 请问这个本性佛性是可以用我们逻辑思考去思考的吗？你可以去想象的吗？可以吗？ Can we use our logical thinking to think what prajna is? Can we?这个般若的智慧呢，是需要透过修行，要用我们整个身心的生命去投入、去求证而得到的智慧。这种智慧呢，才能够称作般若。所以用这智慧两个字呢，它实际上是不能够完全涵盖这个般若的整体含义的。Prajna actually cannot be obtained just by contemplations.or any logical thinking. Prajna can be obtained through the practice of engaging the entire body and mind. And also, we have to commit our whole life into it. If you hope to attain Prajna, you have to be prepared that you have to commit your whole body and mind and also your entire life into it. So, by just using the term wisdom, cannot actually cover the complete meaning of Prajna. 那接下来问大家，什么叫做波罗蜜？ What is Paramita means? Paramita, Vajra, Prajna, Paramita. 波罗蜜呢，它其实你们觉得这个音就不是我们汉文的一个音嘛，对不对？波罗蜜不是水果，波罗蜜呢，它其实也是梵语的音译哦，叫 Paramita， 它的意思呢是到彼岸去。为什么说到彼岸呢？你们有没有听过登彼岸？那是因为有相对于彼岸的此岸，对不对？我们会说到彼岸，一定是有一个相对的东西叫此岸嘛，对不对？ Paramita actually is also a transliteration of Sanskrit. It's not from Chinese. It's not a Chinese word. It's a transliteration of Sanskrit. It means crossing the shore to the other side. Why does crossing the shore to the other side means?When we talk about crossing the shore to the other side, it's because there is a shore of this side which is opposite from the other shore. There's oppositions. Okay, we talk about crossing the shore to the other side, which means there must be a shore at this side. Crossing the stream to the other side. Okay, there is a stream. Okay.Okay. Okay. Okay. Thank you for your explanations. 这位菩萨呢，他做了一个补充。他说呢 ，crossing the shore to the other side， 就是中间一定要经过一个什么所谓的河流嘛，对不对？就是由此从此岸能够到达彼岸，就是要渡过一条类似一条河流这样子的一个意思。所以他给我的一个比较。正确的一个翻译呢，应该叫 crossing the stream to the other shore, to the other side. Okay, thank you. 那我请问大家，有彼岸，那此岸指的是什么？我们是不是现在在此岸？ Are we now at this side of shore? Where are we now? We're talking about shore at the other side. We are samsara.Yes, we are at the shore of this side. Samsara. 没有错哈，这个此岸呢指的是我们现在的生命状态，因为我们的我执不断，是不是？然后呢，对整个生命呢充满了颠倒、迷惑，所以呢，在六道中呢是没有止境的轮回，生生死死。Shore on this side refer to our current situations. Life with self-attachment, okay, and full of upside-down views. I'm not sure the word is right, upside-down views. In Chinese, we call it 颠倒 upside-down, okay, which means that it's the opposite meaning of right view, okay, but most of the time, erroneous view.Erroneous view. Okay. Therefore, our lives are bound by the cycle of birth and death in the sixth realm endlessly. 如果从有生有死的此岸经过了修行，能够了断了贪嗔痴烦恼，不再受这个六道轮转的这个束缚的话呢，就到达了得到了生死的自在，就叫做到彼岸。是不是这样子？所以很容易理解嘛，但是容易做得到吗？ Through the process of practice, vexations like greed, hatred, and ignorance can be cut off. life will be free and no longer bound by the cycle of sixth realm. This is what we call arriving sure at the other side. 现在大家清楚了吗？此岸指的是什么？生死轮回烦恼。彼岸呢？ OK， 很简单哈，理论上非常简单。Is it clear for everyone right now? Sure at this side refer to encountering endless cycle of birth and death. Whereas sure at the other side refers to nirvana and life liberations. 简单来说呢，金刚经这部经呢，它就是能够用这个金刚钻石哈，金刚来比喻这个般若的锐利跟坚固，它能够让我们断除一切的烦恼，所以呢，命名为《金刚般若波罗蜜经》哦。In short, the diamond sutra, the diamond used in this sutra describe the sharpness and firmness of the prajna that is able to cut off all vexations. That's why this sutra was named as Vajra Prajna Paramita. 再考考大家，应该不是说考了，就请问大家，这部经是佛跟哪一位弟子的对话？啊，须菩提哈，没有错。这部经呢，是释迦牟尼佛在世的时候呢，他跟他其中一位弟子，解空第一的弟子，叫做须菩提对话，那呢是由这个阿难所记载下来的，所以我们今天能够读到这部经呢。Okay, may I ask everyone, do you know, this sutra is a conversation between, whose disciple? Between Buddha and whose disciple? Subuddhi. Yes. Exactly. This sutra was a conversation between Sakyamuni Buddha and with one of his disciples, Subuddhi. Subuddhi, who was profound in understanding emptiness. And the conversations was recorded by Ananda. Okay. 那我们这些芸芸的众生为什么会在这些无止境的生死六道中轮回流夜水转呢？是什么原因？你们知道吗？我们现在流轮转呢，还没有得到这个解脱嘛？是什么原因呢？ What caused ordinary sentient beings like us to follow karma and undergo the cycle of birth and death endlessly? Does anyone know it? That Bodhisattva say is because the so-called subject and object, okay, the continue in the function, the operating of object and subject endlessly, and it causes we undergo the cycle of birth and death endlessly. Okay, anyone has other answer? What do you want to say, Harry? Hatred, ignorance. 那这位菩萨他说呢，我们之所以会轮转就很简单，就是嗔怒跟嗔恨跟我们的贪心。那我们这些被无明蒙蔽的人都认虚为实嘛，把假的当成是真的，是不是？那把假的当成真，就是把自我当成是真实的存在的。那跟自我相关外面的一些财富地位名誉所有的爱情，是不是也是真实的存在呢？你们是把它当成真实的存在啊？你们把它当成真实存在，对不对？爱情是真实存在，财富真实存在，地位也想希望是真实存在，名誉也希望真实存在。因为你们把它当成真实的存在，所以呢你会执着占有，首先你执着自我嘛，进一步想要占有你所认为你所拥有的，还有呢你会追求种种的欲望，因为你把自我当成真的，外面的都是真的，所以呢我们就这样子的方式呢来过生活。 People who are blinded or closed-minded by ignorance take illusory phenomena as real and falsehood as truth. Do you agree? Okay. Do you think external things like wealth, fame, love truly exist? Do you think those things truly exist? Wealth, money, fame, possessions, they exist truly and it belongs to you. It belongs to us. That's why we pursue sensual desire of the external world blindly. Because we think they exist truly. Money. Everyone loves money. Right? Do you agree?
因为这样子呢, 你们会不会造业? 就是因为你们把这自己当成是真的, 外在你想喜欢的, 财, 色, 名, 色, 都是真的, 所以呢, 你会在追求的过程中呢, 造下无量无边的身业, 口业, 意业, 并且呢, 受这三业的牵引呢, 拖累, 以至于长期的生死轮转, 并且呢, 承受种种, 不可言喻的这种痛苦, 到现在我们都没有办法得到解脱跟自在, 是不是? 你们自在吗? 你们真有智慧, 知道自己不自在? Okay, I'm just asking. Okay, as a result, our life drove and encumbered by immeasurable number of bodily karma, speech karma, and consciousness karma. This was actually created by ourselves. This caused us to suffer a great deal from the cycle of samsara, and we can hardly obtain freedom and life liberations.
我们今天为什么要学习《金刚经》的智慧？包括我自己也一样。我今天为什么讲这部经的原因，是因为我自己想要了解《金刚经》。 所以我选择讲这部经. Why do we need to learn the wisdom of Diamond Sutra? Why? Actually, the reason why I give the talk, I select this topic is because I myself want to deeply understand the wisdom of Diamond Sutra. That is the reason why I pick this topic to share with you. It's actually first for my personal benefit. Yes, to be honest. Okay, why do we need to learn the Wisdom of Diamond Sutra today? Yes. 为什么我们需要学习《金刚经》智慧呢? 这位菩萨说,我们要超越我们的痛苦, to transcend our suffering. 其实呢,就是要指导我们啊, 这部经的智慧呢,其实很简单, 它就是要引导我们认清世间所有的相都是虚妄的, 是不是? 凡所有相皆是虚妄，不是《金刚经》的名言吗？ 如果我们能够时时产生这种不着相， 处处不着相的智慧呢， 也就是所谓的因无所住而生其行的般若智慧， 讲都很容易， 对不对？ 我讲也很容易。 Okay, the purpose why we learn this sutra, the Wisdom of Diamond Sutra, is to guide us to recognize that all phenomena in the world are illusory and unreal. And after all, the wisdom of not abiding to all appearances can be arising in mind at all times. Right? 那一般的凡夫跟一个开悟的圣者有什么不一样? 你们觉得我们跟开悟的人有什么不一样呢? What's the main difference between ordinary people and an enlightenment sage? Do you know? What? Attachment. 执着. 我们执着, 他们不会执着, 他们放下了执着。 你们执着吗? huh? 很执着。 We have strong attachment to many things. 简单的来说啦, 我们一般人呢, 归纳来执着的对象呢, 可以分成四项, 我相, 人相, 众生相, 受者相。 那《金刚经》呢, 它是以这四项来涵盖了我们人的执着的面相。所以呢, 因为我们执着这四种相,
而导致我们轮回不断。那开悟的人呢，他是破除了这四相，对不对？而不受到生死的这个流转所束缚。We are still, how say, attached very strong to the so-called four appearances. Right? Do you know what they are? Okay, maybe there are more than one explanations. Okay, you know, in four appearances. We call it 四相 in Chinese. Okay, my translation here is self-appearance, person appearance. Okay, 我相, this is self-appearance.人相 person appearance, 众生相 sentient beings appearance, and 受者相 lifespan appearance. So basically, the Diamond Sutra cover, you know, the attachment under four categories. These are the four categories, you know, categorized by the Diamond Sutra. It covers all our attachment under these four categories. 这样可以吗？我们所有的执着呢，就涵盖在四相这个四个范围里面。所以你们知道哈，四相是什么了吗？哈 ，Okay, you now recognize. Do you still remember the four appearances that I said before? 那我们学习这个般若的功能呢，就是要我们照破这四相是空的，然后呢，能够舍弃对这四种相的执着，就是这么简单。Okay, the purpose of cultivating prajna or wisdom is to see through the nature of these four appearances. It's empty. And ultimately, we can abandon them. It's very simple. This is the reason why we study, why we learn the wisdom of Diamond Sutra, right? 但是你们要知道哦，这不是空无断灭哦。而是要离相来修一切善法。虽然《金刚经》要教导我们不着相，但是呢，一切善法是不是要继续做？要做嘛，对不对？你要修功德，你要结人缘嘛，你要做修布施嘛，这是一切善法。你不能够说哦，反正一切都不着相，我什么都不用做，我不用来培福，我不用来做义工，我什么都可以，反正都是空无空的嘛，这对吗？这叫落入断灭见，叫空，是落入这个什么空无断灭这种思想，这种观念呢是非常可怕。Okay, if anyone think that seems is empty, that means we talk about emptiness, then we do not have to do a lot of things, right? We do not have to do good deeds, we do not have to cultivate merits. Is it true?Although the sutra teach us not to abide to any appearances, but we still need to cultivate a lot of good deeds. Do you agree? Good deeds means like charity. Okay? Having good relationship with people. You know, have a good relationship with people. And cultivate merits, helping like a lot of good deeds. 那经典上他这样说哈。我们要以无人、无我、无众生、无受者来修一切善法，对不对？要破四相嘛，你要没有人、没有众生、没有受者，然后呢，来修一切善法的话呢，你就能够怎么样？你就能够证得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提啊！意思是说，如果我们修一切善法，然后又没有用我相、人相、没有众生相、没有受者相呢，就能够证到。阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。The sutra said, if we cultivate all good deeds by not abiding to all appearances, we can attain Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Okay, 现在请问大家，什么叫做阿耨多罗三藐三菩提？经常有诵经的菩萨，你们应该听过，常常诵到这句话吧？对这句话应该不会陌生吧？Okay, what does Anuttara Samyasambodhi means? For those who recite sutras regularly, okay, you should be quite familiar with these words. You must be quite familiar with this word. What does it mean? 其实呢，这个阿耨多罗三藐三菩提呢，它也是梵语的发音哦。 翻到中文呢，我们叫做无上正等正觉。这个字就大家就比较清楚它的含义嘛。阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，可能一些人还搞不清楚，因为它是梵语的发音。阿耨多罗三藐三菩提 is also transliteration from Sanskrit. It's not Chinese. It means supreme enlightenment or attaining the unsurpassed Buddhahood. Okay.Which means that if we can cultivate all good deeds by not abiding to all appearances, then we will attain the so-called unsurpassed Buddhahood. 那如果有人修行，他只着重在离相修行，而轻忽了要修一些善法，请问这是不是有所偏了呢？有些人他修行嘛，对不对？但是呢，他是不修，他不想做功德的，不想做好事的。他说他只要离相修行就好了，是不是有所偏了？ Is someone who only focus on the practice of not abiding to all appearances, but takes cultivating good deeds lightly? Okay, is it been partial? Partial, which means that you know what partial means. So they know that is emptiness.Phenomena is empty. That's why they say, therefore, they take cultivating good deeds lightly. They focus only on, you know, practice without abiding to appearances. Okay, is it being partial? Yes. 另外有一种人，我不知道你们是不是这种人。他只知道修一切好事，做好事，修一切善法，但是呢，就是着相的来修一切善法，这是不是也有所偏呢？着相什么叫着相？你修行想得到回馈，你修行是为了自己的利害得失，对不对？你都想到我做这个好事，我有什么功德？我做这个好事对我有什么好处？这就是着相。There's other practitioners who know how to cultivate good deeds, but in abiding to the merits, they abide to the merit they receive from the cultivation. Is this being partial? Which means that they do a lot of charity, but for their personal benefit, they will think if I do charity, what can I get? You know, what's the return for the charity I do? They will have this concept in their mind. They always think of their getting the return for the good deeds they've done, they do, they perform. So this is what we call doing good deeds with attachment. 金刚经它给我们一个很重要的指示是什么？就是要以无我、无人、无众生、无受者来修一切善法。这是《金刚经》给我们一个很重要的指示。The Seven Sutra give us a very important teaching, is to cultivate all good deeds without abiding to self, people, sentient beings, and lifespan. Then attain Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi is possible. 金刚经呢，它其实它非常重视修一些善法的，你们知不知道？他非常注重修功德培福报的，但是呢，他指的是不着相的修行哦。之外呢，他还要我们发菩提心，要广度一切苦难的众生。Do you know that the Diamond Sutra emphasize greatly in cultivating all good deeds? Emphasize very greatly in cultivating all good deeds. The meaning of good deeds here refer to doing charity by without abiding to all appearances. Besides that, it does request that we must make vow. We must make vow. Make what kind of vow we need to make? Yes, exactly. 他很注重发愿的，他很金刚经非常着重在于指导我们要修福，不着相修福，然后呢，还要发广度众生的愿。 Exactly. It requests us to make vow to deliver sentient beings in suffering.
这是《金刚经》非常重视的一个重要的一个指导哦。那《金刚经》有一段佛陀对这个须菩提一个很重要的开示，他说：“菩萨，大菩萨们，如果你们想要得到身心安宁呢，首先要修福，还要度无量无边的众生。虽然救度了无量无边的众生呢，而心中不能存留你度众生的概念呢。”后面这句很重要，你度了众生，你不能够存留我度了众生这样的概念。 In this sutra, there's a very important teaching by the Buddha to his disciple Subuddhi. He said, Bodhisattva, great Bodhisattva, if you wish to attain the tranquility of the mind, should first cultivate merits and make vow to deliver sentient, innumerable sentient beings. And very important is, although innumerable sentient beings have been delivered, yet you don't keep in mind that they are sentient beings being delivered by me. Okay, is it? Okay, two part. First part, you have to deliver sentient beings. Second part, after deliver sentient beings, don't keep in mind that they are sentient beings being delivered by me. 金刚经呢有几段无相度众生的经句，我觉得非常重要，所以我把它截取出来，要跟大家分享的。所有一切众生之类，若卵生，若胎生，若世生，若化生，若有色，若无色，若有想，若无想，若非有想，非无想，我皆令入无余涅槃而灭度之。这是第一段。第二段呢，如是灭度无量无边众生，实无众生得灭度者。第二段你们的很熟悉嘛、哦、第三段呢，当生如是心，我应灭度一切众生，灭度一切众生已，而无有一众生实灭度者。Okay, I would like to share with you a few lines in the sutra about delivering sentient beings by not abiding to appearances. Okay, I have done some research, okay, about it. Now I would like to share with everyone. All the different types of sentient beings, whether they are born, eggs, okay, from wombs, from moitures, or by transformations, whether or not they have form or no form, whether they have thoughts or no thoughts, whether they have neither thoughts nor no thoughts, I will liberate them by leading them to nirvana without residue. Residue, okay, that's the first line. Second line, when immeasurable, countless, infinite number of sentient beings has been liberated, in reality, no sentient beings has been liberated. Second line. Third line. We should think like this. I will liberate all sentient beings by bringing them to nirvana. Yet, when all sentient beings have been liberated, no a single sentient being has actually been liberated. Okay. This is the three lines I quote from the sutra. 经文说我们应该灭度一切众生，对不对？我们要度一切众生，这是我们要这样子发心，而且呢要去实践，要去落实。灭度一切众生之后，我们度了一个众生，度了众生之后，这个愿已经做了嘛，对不对？之后要怎么办呢？怎么样呢？ The sutra says we should make vow and put it into actionsto deliver sentient beings, right? When all sentient beings has been liberated and our vow, say, has been fulfilled, I did it, okay? Then what to do next? 那经中是这样子说，他说没有一个众生真实灭度了，你们会不会觉得很奇怪？ 要度一切众生，那我们已经度了这些众生之后呢，他又说没有一个众生实灭度者。The sutra said, no sentient beings have been liberated. Would you find it very strange? We need to, the Buddha requests us to make vow to deliver sentient beings. But one is done, okay? And yet the Buddha say, no sentient beings has been liberated. 请问这个道理在哪里呢？没有事项。Somebody say that. Okay, what does this logic base on? What does this logic base on? Based on, I guess it's very important for us to understand the logic behind it. 为什么这样子说？灭度一切众生，而实无灭众生灭度者。Okay, someone say that because no four appearances. Someone say that. 我们来看《华严经》怎么说。Okay, 他说一切众生皆有如来智慧德相，但以妄想分别执着而不能证得。Okay, let's see what's the Avatamsaka Sutra. Avatamsaka Sutra said. The sutra said, all sentient beings are supposed to possess complete enlightenment.A complete wisdom and merit like the Buddhas. Okay, all sentient beings like you, me, everyone. They cannot attain it due to having deluded thoughts and attachment. That's what the Avatamsaka Sutra said. 那圆觉经怎么说呢？他说，一切众生本来是佛，是不是？本来是成佛的。Okay, the Sutra of Complete Enlightenment said, all sentient beings are Buddhas. They are Buddhas, supposedly. That is the Sutra of Complete Enlightenment said. 其实呢，佛经所说的都是宇宙人生的真相，是我们每一个人的本来面目，是不是？佛陀呢，他只是教导我们要怎么样，转恶为善。转迷为悟，转烦恼为菩提，转生死为涅槃。所谓的修行啊，什么修行啊，开悟啊，它其实不过是回归每一个人本来面目的一个历程，是不是？关键就在迷跟悟之间，真心跟妄心之间，我们自己是真正能够放下跟看破。In fact, what the Buddha teach in all sutras is about the reality of the universe and human life, right? What the Buddha taught in all sutras is about the reality of human life and the universe. It's about the original nature of everybody. The Buddha actually just show us the path to transformTo show us the path to transform from evil to good, to transform from loss to enlightenment, to transform from vexations to bodhi, to transform from the cycle of birth and death to nirvana. This is so-called Buddhist practice, okay, to attain enlightenment. It's about a journey of returning to the Buddha nature thateveryone possess originally, fundamentally. The key point is between the loss and enlightenment, between the true mind and the illusory mind. Can we truly see through it and realize it and put it down, relinquish it? The key point. 所以说一切众生本来是佛，本来成佛嘛，对不对？众生跟佛的关系不过是一体的两面，迷的时候叫悟的时候叫佛。既然一切众生本来是佛，他现在成了佛，他只不过是回复了他的本来面目而已嘛，他不是额外得到了什么，是不是？ 变成了什么？制造了什么？多了个什么东西出来？是吗？是不是这样子？ So fundamentally we are Buddhas. Everyone is Buddhas, right? Fundamentally, originally we are Buddhas. So the relationship between Buddha and sentient beings is like one of two sides. One of two sides. They share the same nature of Dharma body. Buddha and sentient beings share the nature, the same nature of Dharma body, but presents in different character. Right? 众生跟佛它的呈现出来功能不一样，但是体是一样的，是不是？ If all sentient beings are Buddha, so when they become a Buddha, they are merely returning to their original face. Right? It doesn't mean that they receive anything extra. They change to something else. They produce or transform into something extra. It's just about returning to your original face, nothing extra. 不增不减，只是恢复了他的本来面目。那你这个度众生的人做什么贡献呢？你说你救人嘛，对不对？要度人，你做什么贡献？他只是恢复了他的本来面目而已嘛，是不是？ Neither more or less. One is just return to his or her original state of mind. In this case, what is your contributions in delivering sentient beings?What is your contributions? They are merely returning to their original face. 这样可以理解吗？再来，一切众生既然跟这个佛跟如来同样共有着这个共同的智慧德相，也就是同具这个如来的法身，本来同体是一体的嘛，对不对？在一体里面，谁是能度？谁是所度呢？ Furthermore, all sentient beings possess wisdom and merit like Buddhas. They do possess Dharma body like the Buddha. We all possess the Dharma body like the Buddha. Buddha and sentient beings are all from the same origin. Agree? Within the same origin, who is the one can be delivered?And who is the other one to be delivered? Since we are all from the same origin. 所以说，这就是为什么《金刚经》说，无时无有一个众生得度者，是不是这样子？ That's why the sutra said there's no sentient beings to be delivered. 这个是其实是《金刚经》非常重要的指开示三轮体空的观念。This concept of three body of emptiness is a very important concept in the teaching of Diamond Sutra. 那我想请问大家，三轮体空你没有听过吧？三轮指的是哪三轮？ OK, three body of emptiness. I'm sure all of you here heard of these words before. OK, what does three bodies mean? What does it refer to?Three bodies. 有没有人可以解释一下? Anyone can help to explain what these three bodies refers to? Huh? No, three bodies. The three bodies of emptiness. Three bodies of emptiness. What does these three bodies refer to? 你们不是常常三轮体空朗朗上口吗?OK, 这是一个例子嘛。Someone say that there's no I as a giver, no person as a receiver, and no object as a things to be donate. OK, 跟大家就是再分析一下哈，就是呢，内呢，我们内自己是一方嘛，对不对？外呢是一边嘛，中间呢也是一方。那一般人我们的运作的模式，生死轮回的运作模式是怎么样？ 就是内有我，外有人嘛，对不对？还有中间的有东西，有法有物，这叫三轮不空。如果内你没有看到，没有自己，外呢也没有人，没有对方，那中间呢也没有所谓刚才讲的不实的东西，对不对？所以内没有我，外也没有，中间也没有，这就三轮体空，这样可以理解吗？ OK, let's explain the meaning of three bodies. Inside is one body, self, outside is another body, and a body, and intermediate is another party. In general, this is how, why we how say,undergo the cycle of birth and death endlessly, because this is our operations, the way how we operate. We will consider self as inside, people outside, and objects or phenomena as the intermediate. 是不是这样子? In this case, three bodies are not empty. This is the operations of ordinary people.Three bodies not empty all the time. This is how we operate our life. Do you agree? Okay. 如果 if one does not see oneself as inside, and not see people as outside, and not see object or phenomena as intermediate, so this is what we call the three bodies of emptiness. 如果是三如体空呢，就没有就是没有见到一个能度众生的我，也没有一个被我度的众生，对不对？如果没有一个我，我在做事，内没有我，外也没有人，一切本空呢，这个叫做本来无一物啊，是不是？那个六祖坛经不是这样说吗？ From the standpoint of three bodies of emptiness, there's no I who delivers sentient beingsNo I doing something. The self is, if the self does not exist, there will be nobody outside either. All phenomena are empty originally. All phenomena are empty originally. Okay, 我们现在呢，我们大家暂且做这个理论上的理解，对不对？三轮体空嘛，你们知道了吗？哈，我嘴巴讲一讲，你们耳朵听一听，大家都知道了。清楚了，但是呢，这个叫做理论上的理解，是不是？因为实际上呢，这是开悟者的境界，是不是？三轮体空是开悟者的境界呢，不是一般人用思考去想的。但是呢，如果我们今天知道了这个道理，可以不可以试着去做做看，练习看看呢？可以吗？ OK, in factWhat we understand about the three bodies of emptiness is a state of mind of enlightenment, not for ordinary people like us. Okay? We cannot think about it conceptually, or we cannot imagine it. But can we try to actualize it in our daily life? Now we understand the concept already. What the meaning of three body emptiness? Can we try to actualize into our practice in daily life? 我举一个例子，我布施了一万美金给某某先生。如果是三轮体空的话呢，内就没有我，外呢也没有某某先生，中间也没有这笔一万块的美金，对不对？虽然没有看到能施跟受施的人，也没有这一万美金。但是这件事情做了，是不是？这就是三轮体空，没有内，没有我，但是这件事情做出去了。 OK, let me give an example. I have given a donation of $10,000 to Mr. So and so. The meaning of three bodies emptinessOkay, the meaning of three bodies of emptiness is internally, no I as a giver. Externally, no Mr. So-and-so as the receiver. And
intermediary, no money as an object to be donated. Okay. Yet, this is a charity that has been performed in real case. This is what we call the three body of emptiness. Okay, practice. Let's practice a three body emptiness in your daily life. Try. Give yourself a try. 可以试着做吗?
I think I understand. When we say the three bodies of emptiness, we say, I give a donation to charity X. Well, I am empty. I am shunyata. My essential nature is shunyata, the basic teaching of the Diamond Sutra, also of the Heart Sutra.
Yes.
All five skandhas are empty, Okay. The donation, because that's also just another thing, is also empty,
yes.
Right? And the recipient is empty, okay? But that doesn't mean that we don't give donations. So that's at the very beginning of the Heart Sutra. At the beginning of the Diamond Sutra, the first thing Subhuti asks the Buddha is, what attitude should we maintain if we want to achieve the highest possible state of mind in Buddhism? And the response that the Buddha gives is, well, you should do two things, and you already talked about this. You should vow to liberate innumerable sentient beings, devote all your energy to the liberation of unlimited sentient beings. That's part of it. But there's another part. And the other part is, while you're doing that, you should understand at all times that there are really no sentient beings to save. Right? Now, when I first read that, I went, wow, that's pretty hard to do, right? But we're talking about the highest possible mental state. That's what Subhuti asked for. And this is what the Buddha gave back to him. Doing these two things that seem contradictory at the same time. That's what we're trying to do. But now when you say practicing, I understand that it's a matter of, aren't we just trying to maintain a certain attitude? It's like, I give a donation. I should give donations. That's what the Buddha means when he says, try to liberate all sentient beings. I'm going to try to do good in the world. I'm going to try to help people. Okay? I do it. Okay, but what's the attitude with which I do it? The attitude is that I understand that I'm empty, the donation's empty, they're empty, therefore I don't become attached to the giving. Say I give them the $10,000 and they go off and do something stupid with it and just lose the money or do something dumb, right? Do I get upset? No, because I can maintain this attitude, right? Right? All right. Well, anyway, that's...
Okay. 这不是他讲的很有意思, 就是说, 如果我们布施这一万块呢, 那如果对方接受到我们钱, 他去做一些, 可能一些非法, 或者是一些, 一些, 伤天害德上, 伤天害理的事情, 那我要不要觉得很难过, 很沮丧? 他说不要, 不用。 I guess we need to be, we must use wisdom to make donation. We have to make sure that the donation go to a right, will be used for right purpose. We have to first make a right choice when we do donations, especially big amount of money. So must bear that in mind. We do good deeds with wisdom and compassion. Then you will not be upset. And you should not feel there is a person that will be upset. Right. But wisdom and compassion is two important criteria for us to make decisions.
It's interesting. Something that's right in the news this week is about President Obama. And there have been many very wealthy donors who've given him millions of dollars, and evidently he didn't thank them or didn't thank them in the proper way, so they were angry.
Oh.
So somebody could have read the Diamond Sutra before this happened.
Yes. 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 I think this is the operation of most people, most ordinary people, because we always expect returns. So that's his expectation to be recognized. Okay? To be recognized that I give you something, I donate, I help you. Okay? Then I should have some rewards. Okay? But in the other way, I would say instead of getting good reward, okay, good return, and then bad rewards come back to him or her, of course that person will get mad. That's the operations of ordinary people in their life. Okay, so today we, in that case, we cannot call giving paramita, just giving. 这是很殊胜的。 如果我们能够做到三轮提供布施呢，才能够叫做布施波罗蜜，也就是用这种布施波罗蜜呢，才能够让我们从此岸到达彼岸。Okay, this is very sacred. This kind of charity, only doing charity with three body emptiness, can be described as giving paramita. If not, just giving, just ordinary charity. Okay, 如果是我给了他一万块，我老是记得，我做了这件好事，老记得他那个人得到我这个帮助，你觉得这是有相还是无相呢？ Okay, in common sense, if we have donated 10,000 dollars to a person, then I will keep in mind that I have donated this amount of money to Mr. So-and-so, and Mr. So-and-so received this amount of money from me. If you keep this, the good deeds that we have done in mind, this is not a paramita. This is not giving paramita. And this is not what we learn from the sutra. Okay, so we should be able to react in a very different way. One after learning the wisdom of Diamond Sutra. Okay. 有些人读了《金刚经》之后呢，就会认为一切都落于空。你们会不会？就会认为都是无为无相的嘛，无我嘛，都是无了，就跑到偏空，会跑到偏空一边去哦。如果是这样子的话呢，你们就大大的误解了空的意思了。After studying the Diamond Sutra, there are some people who think that everything falls into emptiness, does nothing, okay, formless, and no self. Okay, since everything is nothingness, their mind become prejudiced. Okay, prejudice to emptiness. In this case, the meaning of emptiness is greatly misunderstood. I would say that. 我接下来呢，跟大家分享一个非常科学的观点哦。 我不晓得你们有没有听过这样子的一个观点。现在的科学家呢，他们分析到分子、原子，还有电子，甚至分析到基本的粒子呢，他们仔细去观察它，发现这些东西呢，无时无刻都是在动的，它不是静止的，动呢就会产生波。Scientists have determined based on their analysis that molecules, atoms, electrons, and particles are in a state of movement at all time. They are not static, and this movement will create wave. 现在的科学家呢，都承认了波动的现象。我们现在所看到的一些现象呢，都是波动的现象，是波动所产生的幻觉。你们相信吗？ Scientists have proven that all phenomena consist of the phenomena of wave, and it's a wave that creates illusion. 光有光波，光波能够传达讯息。请问光波中有没有物质呢？光波中是不含物质的。Light wave, like light wave contain light. Light wave can send messages. Do light wave contain any substances? No. Light wave do not contain any substances. 请问声波是不是也一样？声音传到大家的耳朵里面的时候呢，这是我们的声带的一个震动，那导致呢空气中产生变化，那最终呢，这个声音进到我们的耳朵嘛，就听到声音了，这就是那个声波的一个作用功能哦。This also true for sound wave. Sounds transmit into our ear due to our vocal cord agitations. Okay, changes in the air fractured up to the ears that enable people to hear sound is actually also the functions of wave. 你们知不知道比声波更高一级的是什么？现在？ 无线网络的电波，什么墙壁都挡不住的，是不是？不管你在纽约，你在台湾，你在莫斯科，在哪里，在香港，在世界任何一个角落，只要你的那个button一转，在当地呢就出现了网络，不是就这样子形成的吗？很玄妙吧？这就是波。 A higher level than sound wave is the wireless network. It cannot be blocked by any walls. Okay? No matter where you are, in Taiwan, in New York, in Taiwan, in Moscow, okay, or in Paris, just by turning a dial, then you can connect the wave from the network. Isn't it mysterious? This is wave. 请问，我们可以看得到波吗？ 你能够捉得到、摸得到吗？ May I ask, can we find wave? Do you see it? Can you touch it? Or can you catch it? 虽然我们摸不到、抓不到，但是我们不能够说它没有，是不是？它只是没有一个实质物体的存在而已。Even though we cannot touch it, see it, you know, catch it, but we cannot say that it does not exist. It does exist, but without concrete substances. 波动呢，它能够产生什么？能够产生能量，能量呢就能够产生无穷无边的一个作用了。Wave can create energies, energy can generate limitless functions. 我刚才说到的分子、原子、电子，它无时无刻都在动的。你们晓不晓得？事实上呢，我们整个宇宙都是在动的。诸位菩萨，你们相信吗？ 我们现在在这里是一刻都没有静止的，虽然你们坐在那边可能一动都不动，我们感觉不出来。我们的身体呢是随时的随着地球在旋转的，在动的。那我们的心呢更是动得乱七八糟，是不是？这一切都是所谓的动向。 As mentioned earlier, molecules, atoms, and electrons move constantly, right? In fact, the entire universe does move constantly. Do you believe that even though we cannot feel it, but we are constantly moving? Our body moves as the earth rotates. Our minds even moving in a very confused and disordered manner. Our minds keep on moving in a very confused and disordered manner. And all this represents mobile faces. 连世间的种种波我们都看不到，请问大家，佛的法性体，我们见得到吗？ Even waves in different types are invisible. So may I ask, can we see the Buddha nature? Can we see the Buddha Dharma body? 当然是看不到的，但是它是存在的。 法性是存在，然后又看不到的东西。那佛的法性体呢？真如啊，实相是我们的思维没有办法去思考的。众生的执见呢，用我们一般人的逻辑的分析呢，是不可能达到的。
所以说不可思议。The Dharma nature of Buddha, the reality, ultimate truth, cannot be contemplated by our ordinary mind. It's unattainable by sentient beings. That's why we call it inconceivable.
不可思议就是说你是说不出来的，不是你的语言可以表达的，你头脑是想不到的，只有离开这个想呢思维呢，你才能够知道，很玄吧。
There's non-negotiable things that cannot be told, no language that can be expressed or cannot be talked of. We just can't think because of something the mind cannot do, it's not thinkable. Only if, when we remove all thoughts has been removed, then it's attainable.
我们经常用我们的妄想，想要去看，想要知道这个法性，就等于你们坐在椅子上，又想把椅子举起来一样，做得到吗？
We often use our ordinary mind.Wanting to see and to find out about the Dharma nature. And just like sitting on a chair and you want to lift the chair. Is it possible? If you're sitting on a chair and you try to lift up the chair, is it possible?
你只有离开这个椅子之后呢，你才有办法把椅子提起来的。也就是说，唯有离开了所有的妄想分别执着之后呢，才有可能见到的一个法性体。
Only when you remove someone from the chair can the chair be lifted out. If you want to lift the chair and yet you're still sitting on the chair, is it possible to lift it out? No. Only when you walk away, then only the chair can be moved out. It means that only when we remove all our wandering thoughts, remove all our attachment,remove all our illusory thoughts, then only Buddha nature is attainable. This is an example.
我以上举的这个例子呢，是大家眼睛看不到的。那我另外再举一个例子，是大家眼睛看得到的。你们回去给做试验。
Okay, I would like the above example cannot be detected with our human eyes. I would like to give another example which can be seen by our own eyes. You can experience it by yourself.
你们回到家，等到晚上的时候，夜静人生的时候，点起一根香。那点起香的时候呢，香头是不是亮的？那你拿这个香呢，到一个黑暗的房间里面去画圆圈，你装很快，画一个很快的圆圈，你看到什么？从一根香的一个点，一个亮点，结果经过你这样快速的转圈之后呢，你看到是光圈，对不对？
Okay, light an incense, go back and experience it yourself at home. Light an incense at night. And then the tip of the incense only a bright spot, right? But then you take the lit incense in a dark room and draw a circle with the lit incense. What did you see? What will you see? You will see a circle of light created by the lit incense. Okay?Originally, it's only a lick, a spark of light, okay, on tip of the incense. But then, once you draw a circle with a very fast pace, then you will see circle.
请问你们，这光圈是真实的存在吗？
Do you think the circle of light truly exists?
这是你的错觉。这是我们的错觉了，我们确实是看到发亮的光圈没有错，到底是真的存在还是没有呢？
It's true, we see the circle of light. So do you think it exists as truly? The circle of light exists, truly exists? No, it's not. Okay.
Let me finish, because I have 10 more minutes. Okay, 这个动向呢，就像经中有一句话来形容，叫什么？旋火轮。你们有没有听过？什么叫旋火？
你们有没有看过一种表演叫做火棒，就是有一个人、哦、举着一个火棒，这个火棒呢点起两头，然后这个人就是这个表演者呢，他就用他的手臂在舞动嘛，对不对？在一个黑暗的一个空间舞动，这个火棒就可以做出各式各样的漂亮的一个发光的图案。事实上这图案到底有没有呢？没有的，它只是两根火棒在动而已，是不是？ OK, so mobile faces are like the movement of lit incense. Sutra do have these descriptions. It's like the wheel of fire. I'm not sure have you has an idea of wheel of fire. Has anyone here watched a performance called poker? Poker, yes, using a fire poker lit with gasoline. Okay, on both ends. Okay, by swinging both arms, by swinging of arms, the performer can make different beautiful patterns with the fire poker, right? And these beautiful shining patterns do not exist in reality. It's only the movement of two fire poker. 是不是这样子呢？以上举的这些例子呢，那我们现在再回到这个金刚经来看。金刚经要我们离四相，就是离开这种种种的幻象，来修一些善法，是不是这样子呢？所以我们看到那些都是虚妄的相，实际上有真实的存在吗？ OK, after giving the above example, let's return to the Dhamma Sutra. The Sutra teach us to cultivate all good deeds by not abiding to all appearances. Okay, if we practice in accordance to what the Buddha taught,then the body and bodyhood is attainable. 佛呢，他是离相来修他的果位的，所以不可以用色相来见如来。经中说，经中有这样子一句话，若以色见我，应声求我，是人行邪道，不能见如来。所以呢，不可以用色有形的东西或者声音来求我。 Buddha is a BuddhaIs a fortune that is achieved by cultivating good deeds without abiding to all appearances. Therefore, we cannot use form to see the Tathagatas. Tathagata is another name of Buddha. The sutra said, if one see me in form and seek me in sound, one is on a mistaken path. They cannot see Tathagata. Therefore, we cannot use any form to seeto see or sound to request. 所以呢，用色来看，想要来求，是看不到如来的。那如来法身呢，在我们这些众生的妄想分别执着里面呢，你是看不到，你见不到的。所以呢，我们现在看得到的，你听得到的，这些都是一些相而已哦。所以《金刚经》他说，凡所有相，皆是虚妄。若见诸相非相，即见什么？即见如来。所以呢，我们眼前看到，其实我们所看到的东西呢，它其实都是虚妄的，都是一些动向，它本来就没有的，是因为动而产生出来的一个幻境，没有错。So we use form to see and sound to request, we cannot see the Tathagatas. The true Dharma body of the Tathagata cannot be recognized, cannot be known or seen by sentient beings' delusive thoughts. What we see are merely forms.The Dhamma Sutra said, all appearances are illusory. To see that all appearances are not appearances is to see the Tathagatas. 诸位菩萨，若见诸相非相，并不是说没有这些相哦，你们也不要误会了，而是说看到这些相之后呢，你能够不执着。重点是在于，不是没有相，你不去执着它，这是重点哦。所以呢，我们在我们生活中是不是给训练自己呢？见到相，不要轻易的，不要起心动念。To see that all appearances are not appearances doesn't mean appearances do not exist. Okay, please do not be misunderstood. But we do not attach to it. We know it's not real. Then we do not attach to it. Do you think in our daily life,
can we train our mind not to give rise to attachment when seeing appearances? Can our mind be trained? It's possible. 但是我告诉诸位哦，其实是不容易做到的，你们相信吗？ To be honest, it's not easy. It's very difficult. Not to attach to appearances. 但是你们要不要试试看？ Would you like to give yourself a try? Not to attach to appearances. This is what we learn from the Sutra. And this is the wisdom of Dhamma Sutra. 我们在练习的时候呢，一定要依照《金刚经》给我们的这些道理，如理去思维，如理去思维。今天呢，我举了几个例子哦，请你们把它记下来。好，回到生活中呢，随时把这些话呢记下来，把这个观念例子记下来嘛，用故事来表达很容易嘛，对不对？不断的提醒自己，凡所有相，皆是虚妄的。不断的练习这个观念跟方法。一段时间下来之后呢，我相信你们会发现自己可能不会那么的在乎执着很多的事情了，心里很多结本来打不开，也会随着不断的提醒这个观念的讯息呢，你会慢慢的放下的。这是可以练习的。 OK, when we practice, we must follow and think in accordance with the teaching we learn from the Dhamma Sutra. I gave several examples todayPlease memorize them, okay? And keep those examples and concepts in mind. When you return to your ordinary life, keep on reminding yourself all appearances are illusory. This is a concept and method that we can practice, right? Okay, after a while, you will discover that you are no longer having strong attachment to many things. Okay, mental obstacles, incidents of the past,various kinds of painful relationship with people can be relieved gradually. 如果你们做得到的话呢，就合于这句话，若见诸相非相的道理了。见诸相即是非相的道理了。If you can truly accomplish it, what I said above, in this case, it complies with seeing all appearances are not appearances.时间已经快结束了，其实还想跟大家分享另外一个例子哦。那我想这个例子可能就等到下次有因缘再说吧。Since time is almost finished, so actually I have another story to share, but I guess I have to wait for the coming lecture. Okay, 最后呢，我跟大家勉励哈、哦，最后跟大家勉励一句话。其实呢，我们要做人要学好很难的，你们相信吗？ OK, 最后跟大家分享一个观念，大家一定要搞清楚，我们的自信里面呢是没有善恶的，对不对？但是我们的习性里面有善恶。 OK, that's very important. 佛告诉我们呢，我们绝大部分的习性呢是恶多善少的。你们看白法明门论有没有？善心所有只有11个，烦恼心所有道个26个。 OK, lastly, before I finish, there's a very important concept I want to share here is there's no good or evil within our Buddha nature. OK, no good or bad within our Buddha nature, but there is good and evil within our habitual tendencies. OK, please make the distinct, you know, its difference.The Buddha told us that most people have a much higher proportions of evil than good. Okay? The Sutra of Mahayana Satadharma Prakasamukha stated that there is only 11 good hearts and there are 26 evil hearts. Okay? 所以呢，人要学好是很难的。为什么？因为善心所只有11个，恶心所有26个。你说这个力量哪一个比较大？It's very hard to learn to be good, to be a good person, right? That's because we have only 11 good hearts and there are 26 evil hearts. Therefore, the evil hearts take over the good hearts. 再何况我们在这个社会里面呢，我们所接触的六根接触的是不是恶多善少的东西？
是不是? Furthermore, in today's society, when our six senses make contact with the six dots, we receive more bad message than the wholesome one, than the good one. Right? That's today's society. When our contact with the world outside, we receive more evil information than the good one.
所以呢，无始劫来呢，我们的习气很重的，善的习气，善的东西呢是很少的。所以我们今天接受这个佛法教诲之后呢，就是要接受善的力量来熏习，时间很短，很单薄。放下经本之后呢，外面很恶的时期，今天你们离开之后呢，你们离开东西之后，回到你们的生活，又会回到本来面目了，又会打回原形了。你们相信吗？这就是因为我们恶的习气太过的根深蒂固了，都是恶的习气在起作用的。那我们要怎么办呢？在经典上要加强熏习啊。Okay, the reason is that since time without beginning, we accumulate a greater portion of bad karma than good karma. Okay? And although we know that we have the chance to learn the Buddha Dharma, it's like receiving wholesome energy. And somehow the time is short and with limited energy,So after leaving Chen Ho, after leaving behind the sutra, both our external and internal habitual tendency will be returned. Okay, after you step out of Chen Center, all your bad habit will come back, will return. Okay, you are back to your original pattern. Okay, what can we do? We need to read and sutra, we need and study more on sutra.Although we have an opportunity to study the Buddha Dharma, it's similar to receiving wholesome energy, but the time span is short, which limits the positive energy. Okay. 那西方众呢，我其实鼓励你们诵金刚经的。Actually, I encourage you people to recite the Dharma Sutra. Okay. 那西方众呢，你们可以就是给对于不是就是看不懂中文的人，你们可以上网下载金刚经的经文。或者呢，我可以 email 给你们，需要的菩萨呢，可以把你们的 email address 留下来哦。Okay, actually, I encourage everyone to recite Dharma Sutra every day, make it a habit regularly. Okay, as for non-Chinese people, if you can download the English version, or I can send you the email of Dharma Sutra. Okay, if you want, you can leave me your email address. I can send you the English version of Dharma Sutra. Recite it at home, okay, to enhance the so-called the positive karma. Because our bad karma is too strong, much stronger than the wholesome karma. Okay, so this is my very last advice before the finish of the talk today. Thank you.